South Central Farmers. Please state your name when you.
Good morning. My name is Araceli Clatoa, and I'm a proud being of a farmer. I have spoken before you 10 times, and if you can remember me, you will not forget me after today. We, the South Central Farmers, have expanded an invitation to you and have encouraged you to come and visit the farm. This invitation has always been presented to you in good faith and trust. Last night at 10 o'clock in the late evening, while many of you laid in bed, as a suspicious car drove around the farm, flashing a spotlight at the garden. Excuse me, can you pay attention? Spotlight at the garden, not eventually being to harass the farmers who were getting ready to have dinner. As my father and I have begun to drive the vehicle, surely the vehicle stopped. As he approached the vehicle, a man came out of the car and pulled out a gun aiming at me. Yes, a gun was aiming at me, a minor and a member of the community for what the officer worked for. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Eduardo Cato. I am a Lincoln High School student. I am proud of being a farmer. At 10 p.m., there was a car flashing around the garden. It was suspicious, and the farmers went to check it out. It was like a threat for us because we didn't know what was happening, and it was sad because they should have done that. It's like me going to their house and flashing their homes. I know they wouldn't like that, and that's messed up, especially on at night at 10. We trying to take care of a garden so they won't take us out of the garden. Thank you. Aquí estamos y no nos vamos.
Thank you.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Yo creo que ya no es necesidad de que yo les diga mi nombre, ya
I
me conocen.
There is no need for me to tell you my name, you already know me.
Siempre estoy aquí, pues,
I'm
luchando
here. I'm
con nuestro
fighting.
Jardín. Yo quisiera que nuestro jardín permaneciera
I
siempre allí donde
our
está.
Our farm to be safe and to continue being at the place it's now.
Somos varios campesinos los que queremos mirarlo así como está.
We want to keep it the way it is.
Y antemano yo les pido a la señora concejal Jan Perry, que era del distrito de allí, que necesitamos más espacios como ese,
necesitamos
más espacios para nuestras familias,
for our families,
para nuestros hijos,
for our children,
que tengan donde ocuparse,
they should have a place where to work,
donde pasar su tiempo,
where to spend time,
y no andar en las calles,
and not just to be on the street,
matándose entre ellos mismos,
killing each other.
Necesitamos muchos espacios verdes,
we need many facilities, green farms,
tanto para los niños,
for children,
como para nosotros viejos,
and also for us, old people.
Tenemos 3 años de lucha ahí.
We have
ahí.
Been fighting for 3 years already.
Por favor, señores concejales.
Please, council members.
Yo creo que no es mucho lo que les pedimos.
I don't think it's too much what we are requesting from
poquito
you.
Poquito más respeto para nosotros.
A little more respect for us.
Y hagan
and
lo posible de que ese jardín se quede allí.
To save the farm.
Yo le pido a la señora Jan Perry, que es nuestra concejal del distrito,
Ms. Perry, she's the
que ahí estamos
the district,
y no nos vamos.
That we are there and we are not going to leave.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Thank you. If I could ask everyone in the chambers to please keep their conversations to a minimum during this public comment period, please. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Maribel Clatoa and I'm a South Central farmer and a student at East Los Angeles College. Yes, city council members, we've been here for over 3 years, and yes, we're going to be here until this issue is resolved. We at the South Central Farmers are struggling every day. We want this farm for our kids, for our community, for everyone that benefits from it. And last night at the incident when Mr. Sain and other, and then with the unidentified vehicle that spotted the light at us, we were very, 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 it was chaos for us. We're here trying to protect this farm, and Mr. Sain shows up unidentified. If as we've been here for over 3 years, we have extended the invitation to every one of you city council members to go to the farm. Go for yourselves and see what this community has gone through and what the many years that it has taken for the community to develop this place into what we have today. Nobody, especially in South Central, in the South Central area, we are very, well, we lack a lot of resources, and yet, city council members, we need to do something about it. You guys could do it. Ms. Jan Perry, especially you, Jan Perry, you haven't even been there. You should go over there and see what the community, we are demanding. We want this place for the community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning, City Council members. My name is Alberto Clatoa, a South Central farmer. Approximately at 10 p.m. Tuesday night, a gray unmarked sedan, license plate 4KWR891, was observed flashing a spotlight on the South Central farm, South Central farmers who have been camping for the first in Alameda for 9 months. The automobile contained three individuals. The automobile was observed circling the community farm. So members of the South Central farmers went outside to investigate. They were confronted by the driver of the automobile who drew his weapon at my sister at 10 o'clock. And those two individuals were accompanied by Councilman Mr. Sain. One individual identified Mr. Sain with other two members that were in the vehicle. What's the point of pointing a gun at an unarmed minor? Councilman Sain began to lecture us on how the way he was treated when he was coming. From my understanding, it's not appropriate to visit somebody at 10 o'clock and be flashing a flashlight to, that's suspicious. Well, how would you feel if somebody came to your house and started flashing through your windows? So that's why we investigated, and he came to lecture us. How dare he? If Mr. Sain wanted a tour of the community farm, he should have easily contacted the elected leadership of the South Central Farmers, and he would have been welcome to the community farm. We have been trying to get you city council members to go to the South Central farm for for 3 years. And to see this behavior of Mr. Sain, it's totally unacceptable, and we feel that he needs to apologize to the citizens of South Central and to the South Central farmers as well. This is not acceptable for a representative of the city of Los Angeles. Y aquí estamos y no nos vamos.
Thank you. Yes.
Buenos días.
Good morning.
Mi nombre es José.
My name is José.
Y aquí estamos de nuevo.
We are here again.
Pidiéndoles.
Asking
que,
you.
Pues por favor que nos puedan dejar ese pedazo de tierra.
Please, let us keep that farm.
Ya que yo pienso que no es nada difícil para ustedes,
I think
nomás
it's
decir,
not very hard for you to do it.
Sí, ahí sigan trabajando, sigan haciendo
you
algo bueno por
say, continue working no, there.
No nada más por nuestra familia, sino que por otras familias.
Not just for our family, but for other families as well.
Ahí llegan personas y platican con uno.
Some people get there and they talk to us.
Y dicen ojalá y les dejen ese
and they allí. Tell us, oh, I hope you will be able to continue being here.
Que es algo que no nos hace bien para todos.
It's something, it's good for us, for everyone.
No es algo difícil lo que le estamos pidiendo.
We are not asking for anything hard.
Esperamos que piensen un poco en nosotros y pues
we
sigamos
hope
adelante.
You will be able to consider and move on.
Y aquí estamos y no nos vamos.
We
Gracias.
Are here and we will not leave.
Thank you. Our next speaker is Kareem Muhammad.
With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, most gracious, most merciful master of the day of judgment. On March 16, 2006, at approximately 6:15 a.m. hours in the morning, I, Abdul Kareem Muhammad, residing at 905 East 6th Street, Los Angeles, California, called 911 emergency number requesting medical help and assistance. The paramedics firemen arrived at my front door and I said, come in. These three paramedic firemen entered my room with no gurney after I complained of excessive stomach abdominal pain. Upon entering my room, the paramedics asked me what was wrong. I, Abdul Kareem Muhammad, said, my stomach was cemented from the top to the bottom lower of my stomach. They assisted me up after they refused to help me get my cane. I requested a gurney. The Los Angeles paramedics said, we cannot bring a gurney up here, and forced me to walk down two levels of stairs with my tennis shoes not on my feet, but tied up. I had my cane for assistance, and the fireman had one arm under my shoulder. The Los Angeles paramedic fireman forced me under a duress of physical, medical, and mental stress and pain to walk down the longest hallway instead of using the near closest hallway exit, which one of the paramedics had opened the door, and the other fireman said, go this way. They refused the fireman to lock my door, so I, Abdul Kareem Muhammad, with my cane, knocked on the manager's Jerry Hopkins door, and he came out, and I said, Jerry, go lock my door, as I struggled lift down the hallway onto the gurney awaiting me. But first I had to walk down more stairs before sitting on the gurney in the upright position. Once in the vehicle, the ambulance, they raced and made my trip miserable by hitting various bumps. I requested to be taken to Los Angeles Angels Hospital, but the Los Angeles firemen, took me to L.A. County Hospital, and they changed my gurney in the cold. Janice Hahn, you're not paying attention. You're the president over this committee. I'm down here because of an incident that happened with the Los Angeles Fire Department, okay? I was at the Board of Commissioners meeting yesterday, and I really feel sad because I am the former neighborhood council representative for Central City East. I'm the first resident to represent Central City East with the Downtown Los Angeles Neighborhood Council, which is a charter organization chartered by the city council. Mr. Jan Perry, the Honorable Jan Perry, she swore us in 3 years ago, and I represented, and I still feel like I represent that community. That community is called Skid Row. These firemen ride around with Skid Row on the back of their vehicles, but they are not held accountable, okay? They wasn't at the Los Angeles homeless meeting that was last Thursday. Jan Perry, she has a walkthrough every first Wednesday of the month. LAPD is heavily represented. These people, the LA Fire Department.
Sir, if I could ask you to conclude, your 2 minutes
okay,
has been
my 2 minutes
and,
is up.
And just so
okay.
You know, I'm Wendy
in conclusion,
Gruhl.
The LA Fire Department needs to have sensitivity training and remedial training of how to treat the residents of Central City East, which is better known as Skid Row.
Thank you. Thank you very much for being here. Sochi. Please go ahead and speak.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I reported to you approximately more or less 2 weeks ago how I was approached by Mark Williams from the Concerned Citizens of Los Angeles, who that particular organization had been investigated, and I was threatened. Ladies and gentlemen, the incident that happened last night with Councilperson Zine, with a 13-year-old girl who had a gun pointed at her. Are you hearing what people are saying? A 13-year-old girl had a gun pointed at her. With people who are in the presence of a council person. That's unacceptable. Ms. Perry, you have not been to the farm. You have not seen what these people have been doing to help the community. You have not seen what these people have offered to the community free.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been extended invitations cordially to come and visit the farm. This is not the manner in which you should be doing it. These are not criminals. These people should not be harassed. Helicopters should not be flying every other day over this farm. Utilize these resources for where they need to be utilized. Go apprehend the real criminals, because these people are not criminals. They are trying to live, and they also service the community, which unfortunately this council person has not been servicing in this district. Stop the harassment, stop the intimidation, and let's make some action so we can preserve this farm, this green space that you all are so much touting environmental protection. If you're a true environmentalist, you would have acted upon this already. And if you truly cared about your community, Ms. Perry, you would have been
there. If I could ask
you
to conclude.
And you would have been talking to these people.
Thank you very much for being here today. Mr. Zine.
President, and let me respond to this. Pardon me? It'll be very brief. I have been listening to the farmers for months, complaining and complaining, inviting us down to visit the farm. I represent the South San Fernando Valley, miles away from the farm. But it just happened that last night, I was working my LAPD assignment as I serve as a reserve officer. And I asked my partner, since we were down serving warrants in that part of the community, I'd like to go by and look at the farm, which I've never seen the farm before. I was the passenger officer. There was an officer in the back. We were wearing LAPD ray jackets. They took me to the farm. We were in a Chevrolet, and we drove around the farm. I had never seen the farm before, and we've been invited to go to the farm. So we're on a public street in the city of Los Angeles, and we're going around the farm. And as we're in the car on the public street going around the farm, I'm looking at the cactus and the other vegetation that's growing in the farm. Never left the car. In the car, as we travel around the north side, the south side, the east side, as we're traveling down the eastern side of the farm, a white Suburban comes blazing down and nearly plows into our car. Now, the driver officer thought we were going to get rear-ended. We then made a right turn. We continued down. The white Blazer was now tailgating us, two people inside the white Blazer. We then stopped the car and got out. And a group approached us, not a welcoming group, welcoming to the farm, but asking us in our LAPD with badges and guns on, what are you doing here? What are you doing here is what they asked. That's not what I consider a welcome committee to police officers in the city of Los Angeles. They're on patrol in a public street. I've had it with the farmers. I've had it with the harassment, the intimidation. You tried to harass us last night. You tried to intimidate us last night. And if that's the welcome committee we get from the farmers, I'm not going to listen to the farmers. I'm not going to support the farmers. I went down there with good intention to see your plight. And the welcome committee that I received was a group of people that demanding a business card. I gave them a business card, and I told them who I was. And I've had it with the farmers trying to use us and Jan Perry as scapegoats and then harassing us in full uniform on the city of Los Angeles on a public street. We didn't go beyond the gate. We didn't go into the gate. We didn't stop anyone. They were harassing us. And I've had it with the farmers. I'm not going to listen to the farmers. And as far as I'm concerned, the farmers are out of line harassing people on a public street in the city of Los Angeles. I never saw a gun. I never pulled a gun. I talked to an individual. He asked for a business card. I gave him that business card. And I wrote my name on it. I told him who I was and what I did for a living. Not only a reserve police officer, but a city councilman. And I've had it with you harassing us and harassing Jan Perry and harassing me. And I'm not going to listen to what you folks say at all. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, we're going to go to our next public speakers.